We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's up, y'all? It's Drewski, and I've teamed up with Mountain Dew to produce a hilarious new basketball podcast called The Dew Zone with Drewski. Learn the backstories of your favorite ballers and celebrities like Jamal Murray.
Did you have like a favorite team? Was it the Raptors at the time or no? Was the Raptors even started around that time?
Come on, bro.
I ain't that old, fam. You're talking like I'm 50.
Taylor Rooks, Asia Wilson, and many more. You won't want to miss this. Listen to The Dew Zone with Drewski on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to this very special edition of the Heat Beat Podcast. I'm your host, Aaron Carlinavos, and with me today is a bit of a different show. Today, the Miami Heat Beat was at Media Day. Myself, my producer and co-founder, Mr. Brian Goins, our professional screw-up, Alex Toledo, and our newest member, the voice of reason, Kate Anderson. So we were all at Heat Media Day. It was all our first Media Day, except for Kate. This is her fourth, so she's experienced. And we got to talk to a lot of the players. They were very generous with their time. A lot of players got to sit down and do extended interviews with us, outside of media scrum. So, the idea that Brian and I had, we wanted to kind of spread it out for a bit. We didn't want it just to be like, just give everything for you today. And then we have nothing else. So we're going to spread it out throughout the month. Today you're going to get the bulk of it. Brian's driving back to Orlando tonight. Like we're all a little busy, you know, after long media day, so it was going to be difficult to do a pod, and we wanted to really put the interviews out. So we thought it'd be best if I MC you tonight, introducing all these clips. On the guest list today, we have Tom Haberstroh of ESPN fame. We have Kelly Olynyk. We have Josh Richardson. We have Rodney Magruder, and probably our whale of whales. This is our big get. Tyler freaking Johnson. And if you're familiar with the show and you're familiar with everything that we do around here, you know what a big deal it is for myself, your host, Giancarlo Navas, to interview Tyler Johnson. So we're going to have that for you at the end of the show. And just a little bit about Media Day. It was pretty surreal. It was a very surrealist experience for me because, you know, we have come from the bowels of the internet. This podcast came from an iPad in my kitchen to dank memes online, making bad jokes, and just really having growing pains finding a voice as a show, as a media entity. And now, because of Five Reason Sports, Ethan has really helped, you know, us a lot in kind of establishing ourselves within the media sphere and all that. So remember to check out everything associated with Five Reason Sports at Five Reason Sports on Twitter. And for the probably the millionth time that I've said on a podcast, it started by Ethan Skolnick and Chris Whittingham. Check out our slew of podcasts from the Ballscast to 3 Yards Per Carry. That's our Dolphins podcast. And the Dolphins, much to my dismay, are 3-0. And they're playing awesome, fun football. So let me tell you, Alfredo, CK, and Simon, they had this all along. Like, they're no strangers to what the Dolphins are doing, and they had them starting off good, and they had them being a good team this year. So, I'll eat my words, dude. I mean, they know the Dolphins probably better than anybody in this market. I feel comfortable in saying that. Like, those guys really break it down well. So I would really check that out. And they have similar sensibilities to this show. So if you like us and you like the Dolphins, I would check out 3 yards per carry. So yeah, that's enough of me blabbering. I know we want to get to player interviews. So I think we're gonna start with Josh Richardson, right? So Ethan had Jay Rich for a while, and then Jay Rich was leaving, and I had to summon the courage and be like, Jay Rich, no, come back. I really want to talk to you. Can you please sit down? I have fun things to talk to you about. Ethan's asking about, like, position. Like, Jay Rich, what's the difference between a small forward and a shooting guard? And I'm like, I'm not going to do that. You know, we're out here to have fun. So this is our interview with Josh Richardson.
This is dope.
Josh, I have no interest in asking you about switch defense and about hedging and about spread pick corner. Yeah, I don't want to talk to you about that. I got to talk to you about the important stuff.
Switch defense on Super Smash, bro.
I got you. Okay, we're going to start with Bam says that you're a front-running trash talker when you play video games.
I'm a trash talker when I play video games.
But he alleges you're a front-running trash runner. Like, you only talk trash when you're winning.
I talk a lot of trash when I'm winning, but when someone's beating me, I just respect it. You know what I'm saying? I don't get like mad. I don't like be like, the game's cheating. I hate when people say the game's cheating.
Who does that?
The game's not cheating.
Rodney does that.
Everyone does that.
Hassan does that.
Hassan definitely does that. but like Duncan does that.
Oh really?
Duncan.
I didn't picture him to do that.
He was
that.
Like, man, I can't believe. Yeah, he came over. He was talking.
Is he a controller doesn't work kind of guy?
Bruh, he was.
Yo, I press.
He's
A.
I play PS4.
Oh, he's one of those.
I was like, bro, FIFA's the same on both.
It's not my system.
He is good at FIFA though.
He's good.
He's good.
Are you the best on the team?
Of course.
Easily.
I'm the best in NBA.
You're the best in the NBA.
Yes.
You're alleging you're the best in the.
I'm
the best.
Wait, who have you played in
the
NBA?
I'm the best FIFA player in NBA.
Who would be the second best?
I don't know. No, it's gonna be a far second.
It's gonna far second. All right, so I'm a big Smash player. I main Ike. Who do you main?
Ike is super strong.
Ike is so cool, dude.
On which one, though?
Let's talk about Smash 4.
Okay, that's on the Wii U?
Yeah.
It's
yes.
The Wii U. I like Bowser.
Bowser's good.
I like Luigi.
Luigi's quality.
I like Ike. I like Shulk.
Shulk, dude.
I like Shulk.
You can change it. Who on the team play? Like, who do you play well on the team?
I play with Hassan. Season before last, because we had a different team playing that had like outlets that could support like the little portable TV, but we changed planes, so now we can't really play on the plane anymore.
Did you complain?
Yeah, I complained. It didn't do anything.
we gotta bring this up to Riley and say we need
these amenities. We gotta get the boys back.
You need a switch in every room.
Who do we have to talk to? Is it Tim Donovan? Ethan, get somebody to fix this. You know, my policy is Ethan fixes everything. I just yell in the podcast. Like, Ethan, do this, and then Ethan. So, yeah. So you play with Hassan? Anybody else, or just Hassan?
Because
I asked Tyler, and Tyler's like, no, it's not my thing. And
well, I'm curious around the league. Hassan. Who else around the league are you playing?
You play online with anybody?
Because I know Super Smash Town is really huge in gaming.
Anything.
Too.
The Smash. Well, let's
Smash. I don't really play. The only time I ever play Smash online is when I play for Glory, like one on one.
Yo, you're for Glory.
That's pretty fun.
For Glory is the best.
It's really, really tough, though. Like,
I know.
It is.
It's really tough.
I'm a nerd. I play competitively, so I go to tournaments.
Oh, yeah. See, I'm not that good, though.
I'm not that good either. I always, like, lose after, like, a couple rounds. So.
Hey, as long as you get past round one, that's a win.
Listen, there's a thing. It's like, you don't want to go 0-2 because it's always double elimination. If you go 0-2, you go home sad.
Wasted your money.
You got to get one, at least 1-2.
I like that.
Jay Rich, I want to ask you really quickly. How do you feel about his laptop case?
What, the Pikachu?
Everything.
Just everything.
I mean, I don't know anything that's really going on there besides Pikachu.
That's Bakugo.
I don't know who that
that's
is.
That's Kumiko and Rena.
I don't know who that is.
Do you like anime?
No.
You don't like anime?
Who on the team likes anime? Because I'm trying to find someone on the team that likes anime, and everyone said no.
I don't think anybody likes anime.
Y'all looking at me strange, yo. I feel so alone.
I can't say that. I watched one show called One Piece.
Okay.
Because that's an anime
one
show,
piece
right?
Is anime, yeah.
I watched that like last year.
Okay. So we're good.
It's a really never long. Ending show.
It was weird, though.
It is weird.
Real
like
weird.
I don't like it.
They never find the One Piece.
Is that what it's about?
Yeah.
Is it?
It is.
I don't know.
They were like climbing it's on tragic. Some huge dragon's arms and like poking him in the eyeballs or something. I turned it off.
Anime. That's why we make fun of them.
They make fun of me. Like, I can't.
I mean,
I respect. These are my.
Yeah, I mean, your choice is your choice, but I'm
that's
not
what Rodney
into
said.
It. Yeah.
Rodney's like, I'm not here to judge you, dude.
If you like it, I love it.
Rodney told me watch Stranger Things instead, and I was like, okay.
Don't really watch that either.
Yeah, what's on your Netflix?
What's on the Netflix?
Netflix, Black Mirror. Top of the line.
Okay.
That's the best show on Netflix to me.
That's the best show on Netflix.
I love Black Mirror. I like Atypical a lot.
Atypical.
Yeah, Black Mirror is it though.
Have you rewatched?
Yes.
Because that show, I think, is like one of the most rewatchable shows ever. I feel like there's always something that you miss the first time.
Always. And
I think that show, I agree with you. I think that show is one of the best on Netflix right now. One of the best on TV.
What other NBA players have you messed up online in FIFA?
Anthony Brown, trashed him. He's really the only person that plays me. I don't really know anybody else.
They're scared. They're ducking you, dude.
I heard D'Angelo's really good. I want to play him.
Play D'Angelo.
Have you played Ocho Cinco?
Nah, he be ducking me. He talks big talk on Twitter, though.
He plays all these random people in Miami. He won't play you?
It's kind of like when a dude and a girl, like, kind of, like, talk about going on a date and it never happens.
That's my life. That's serious. That's my life.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Do you see how they're all laughing a little too hard. Yo, my coworkers are laughing a little too hard at this.
I don't know. It's like a Twitter beef, I guess.
Okay, so another thing we wanted to ask about. I talked to UD a couple months ago. He was I tried talking to him about what kind of music he has in rotation. He told me he does not like new school. The only type of new school he listens to is Kodak Black. So I wanted to ask you, what are you into?
This is going to be an extensive conversation.
That's what we're here for.
I really like, I'm really into R&B. I like R&B. I like hip hop. I like.
What artists?
I like Black. I like, who else do I listen to?
I like Young G.
The last concert I went to was Jay-Z and Beyonce. Very solid concert.
That was recent. That was a couple weeks ago, right?
Yeah, I went to that. I was been out of town. I went to Knoxville this weekend. I like Coldplay a lot. Chris Martin.
Coldplay's good.
GOAT. Love that guy. I like the Glass Animals.
What about Linkin Park?
Not a huge Linkin Park fan.
Brian's so sad he loves Linkin Park. I love Young Jeezy. He likes Linkin Park. We're stuck in the mid-2000s. You like Jeezy?
Yeah, I like
What's your favorite Jeezy album?
Oh, my God.
This is what I've been waiting for all my life, to talk about Smash and Jeezy with Jared.
It's the only guy he likes in rap.
No, it's
really?
Not. No.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. I love The Game. I love mid-2000
What's
rappers.
It called?
Are you a Travis guy?
Thug Motivation 101.
Yeah. Thug Motivation 101. Or I like The Autobiography. That's a good
album. That one's good, yeah.
Are you a Travis Scott guy?
Yeah, a little bit.
Do you get that comparison? I've seen it on Twitter.
Yeah, people say it. I get ASAP more than Travis.
You get ASAP Rocky more than Travis Scott? Okay. Do you have anything pregame that you bump? Bam used to bump Whitney Houston pregame. I want to know if you got anything like that.
I bumped this Portuguese song called Mais Que Nada before every game.
Okay, we need to
give us the goods.
I do.
So that was Josh Richardson with us on Miami Heat Beat. I actually need to include something important that wasn't a part of our interview, but so I guess I want to set up the way that this happened. So Jay Rich is going around. So Ethan Whittingham and Heatbeat were sharing a table and we were sharing equipment. So, you know, we were kind of taking turns. Like, so Ethan had Goran and then we had Bam. And then Ethan had Udonis and then we had Kelly. Right. So it was kind of like going back and forth and we were like, you know, they had got somebody, we got somebody, but we both really wanted Jay Rich. And Jay Rich was the last player available, like that was out, you know, out and about. So I go to, you know, Ethan asked for Jay Rich. And when Jay Rich is coming, I go to Jay Rich's handler and I said, hey, you know, listen, you know, Ethan's going to talk to him. And then, you know, I would like, you know, maybe like 5-10 minutes with him, you know, if that's possible. And she's like, oh, absolutely. So Ethan got Jay Rich first. And I was scared because Ethan went a little long with Jay Rich. I thought that maybe we might not get Jay Rich. And then Ethan swoops in with the question that our show should have asked. And I think this is going to be a real good one for you guys. Ethan asked Jay Rich the hard-hitting journalism questions that this show is going to ask, but Ethan asked it first.
Are you familiar with the nickname that our guys here on the podcast have given Justice Winslow? Do you know it?
No.
Justice Better?
I have heard that. I saw it on Twitter. I see it on Twitter sometimes. Justice Better, yeah, I see it on Twitter.
So the important question here is, before we close, is Justice Better?
Of course. Duh. He's better.
Perfect.
My man, thank you so much for this time. We appreciate it. We had a lot of fun.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, man. We have it confirmed by Jay Rich himself. Justice is indeed better. You know, and we were pretty mad because we were supposed to get Justice, and we were going to do a whole Justice better thing with him, and he just kind of disappeared. Like, he was there for a bit, and I think we missed our chance because they're kind of out, and then they do their rounds. And I think we were talking to Kelly at the time, so that ended up being difficult to schedule because I think we ran a little long with Kelly, and then Justice kind of left, and we didn't notice, so... Unfortunately, there was no Justice Winslow available to us in media day, so we could not ask Justice if he indeed was better, but we got the next best thing, which was Josh Richardson. Okay, so now shifting gears a little bit from Jay Rich, we talked to Kelly Olynyk, and honestly, Kelly was super fun because I'm a huge foodie, and if you follow me on Twitter, you know how obnoxious I am about this. And Kelly is also a foodie, so it was great to talk local Miami foodie stuff with Kelly Olynyk. And honestly, I could not have geeked out harder. Brian wanted to ask like basketball questions, and I was like, I want to talk to Kelly about food, and I want to be a foodie, and I want to talk about sushi. So enjoy our Kelly Olynyk interview as Brian tries to bombard Kelly with the questions that Nikias asks. We welcome in Kelly Olynyk, Miami Heat, here on Miami Heat Beat. I'm Giancarlo Navas here with Brian Goins. Kelly, I want to do an interview with you about food. I, like you, I'm a foodie.
And dope.
I've discovered this about you, and you've become my new favorite player.
Thank you, man.
It was Jay Rich before, but now it's you. So
that's a good switch.
Okay, yeah. Excellent. Let's start with this. What's your favorite area for food in Miami?
Favorite area?
Yeah, like Wynwood, downtown, Brickell, Beach.
Dang, that's a good question.
Because I'm going to go Wynwood now. But that's
like really?
That's a recent shift, though. Because before, I might have gone to the beach. But yeah. Now I think I'm transitioning to these kind of like modern chefs in Wynwood doing cool stuff.
Yeah, I like Wynwood a lot. Midtown is considered Wynwood, kind of.
Midtown considered Wynwood?
I don't know. That's a good question. If you put Midtown and Wynwood, then it's probably Wynwood. If you separate them, then I probably wouldn't go with Wynwood.
Yelp has Midtown as Midtown.
That's.
So I think it deserves to be its own...
His own area.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
So within this. Okay, let's just count Wynwood and Midtown as one.
I would say that's probably my favorite spots.
There.
Yeah, I like that spot. I like the beach. Brickell has some good spots. I mean, literally.
Brickell's on the down.
You think so?
I think Brickell's on the down.
In what way?
I think that there's nothing new coming there, and it's mostly old stuff, and the quality is not getting any better.
Oh, interesting.
I was talking to Tyler about Zuma. I really like Zuma, but that's probably one of the better ones that they have, and that's been there for a bit. But other than that,
they just put a Katsuya in there, right?
Did they?
Yeah.
I haven't.
You've been to Katsuya in
no,
SLS and on the beach?
No.
Oh, well, it's good.
You recommend?
Yeah, it's good. It's a good sushi spot. I mean, it's okay. Like an LA chain, I think.
Have you been to Now in Brickell? Now is good. Now is supposed to be like the
NOA.
Yeah,
right?
NAOE or
N-A-O-E,
something.
NAOE, that's what it is. Yeah, yeah. No, I've heard it's like amazing, and I haven't gone. I need to go.
So apparently they do like two like dinner services
omakase,
a night.
Right?
Yeah, and they have like a 15 course.
Yeah, I need to go there actually. Yeah, but yeah, I got to figure it out.
So what's your favorite spot for sushi?
That's a good question. There's a lot of good spots here. I mean, like, Zuma solid, Katsuya solid. This place, Nayara on South Beach.
Okay, I haven't been there.
It's like a Japanese, Thai, Vietnamese fusion, and it's like really good.
I'm about fusion, so.
Yeah, they kind of have a little bit of everything. Mokado.
Mokado, I've heard.
Bar Harbor, solid.
Bar Harbor's underrated.
Yeah, yeah,
it's just north, dude. Yeah. Like, I'm in Kendall. Like, I'm not here to drive to Bar Harbor to get dinner.
Right, right.
Like, even from downtown, it's far.
Yeah, like Komodo has some good stuff going.
See, Komodo, I feel like Komodo is just gimmick.
You think so?
I feel like it's gimmick. I feel like they get you with the lights and the pretty stuff and the little bird's nest. And
you know what I really like is Peking duck.
Peking Ooh. Duck's good. I'm a duck aficionado, so.
So where's the best Peking duck here?
I'm going to tell you something. There's a place on Bird Road.
No, answer his question.
I'm telling him. I don't know the name of the place. I went there 2 weeks ago. There's a place on Bird Road and I think 130th. I'm going to get you the name and I'll tweet it to you.
All right, cool.
And they're Chinese and my Chinese friend had recommended it. Also, that new spot in Wynwood, La Palma. That's a new Chinese place. It's getting like all sorts of hype. I know Bon Appetit
really?
Hyped it up. So that's a place that I would try because I'm dying to try it and everyone has told me great things about it.
Wow. I have a question from our listeners. He's asking, Kelly, when was the first time you tried poutine and if you like it?
I mean,
Hashtag Canada.
When I was as young as I can remember. And yeah, I love poutine.
Doesn't poutine vary by region?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Because I had it in Winnipeg, and it's different than in, like...
Like, they're doing so much stuff with poutine nowadays that, like...
Did you have poutine in Boston?
A little bit. Like, some restaurants, specialty restaurants, would have it. I remember there's like, a short rib poutine that was at this place in Boston, and it was really good. But
let me tell you.
So how would you compare to food scene in Boston compared to food scene in Miami?
Boston was really good.
Really?
Boston had a lot of diversity, yeah.
Better than here?
It's different. I mean, I was in Boston for 4 years, so my knowledge of restaurants was way greater than here.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I liked Boston a lot. Boston had some of the best burritos ever. Like,
really?
Where do you go for a burrito here? That's like a good question.
See, I was talking to Tyler about that. Like, there's not like real authentic or good Mexican places.
Like, you don't
in
go
Miami.
For burritos here. No. Like, where are you gonna go? Like Chipotle?
You gotta go to
not
Homestead,
really.
And the Homestead's far too.
Well, that's where Kawhi went.
Chipotle?
Yeah,
Chipotle,
there's pictures of him on Instagram.
Yeah,
when he was
up
vacationing in South Beach, he went to a Chipotle in Aventura.
Which I'm like, Kawhi, why are you going to
of
Chipotle?
Of all the places you can eat in Miami, you pick a Chipotle.
Yeah, that's
an
interesting thought, but yeah.
Vancouver?
Vancouver has good food.
High key, like
best
top
Asian
five
food?
City. No, like it's, let me tell you, I've been to Japan a couple times, and the food there, and I really enjoy how it's like kind of, I think Canada's cool because it's so multicultural.
Right.
And the food so reflects that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I think,
yeah.
I think Vancouver's.
Yeah, Vancouver's amazing.
I think Vancouver's probably my number two food town. What are your top five food towns?
Top five?
Top five.
Vancouver's good, but Toronto's really good.
Toronto's good. I don't know if it's Vancouver good, but it's good.
Boston's good. I mean, cities I lived in, really. Like, you know, LA actually is unbelievable.
LA's good.
Yeah.
LA's good.
LA is unbelievable.
I got two basketball questions for you.
We want to talk about food.
Well, Nick Hayes, he's our statistician and pun master. He's asking you if, what do you prefer between defending fours in space or fives?
Fours in space or fives? Mm-hmm. It honestly depends on the person, I guess. But, you know,
would you rather have sushi or sashimi?
Sashimi, I think.
He gave a clear answer to my
question.
True.
It's like, I love the sashimi, and especially if it's good sashimi. And
that's
it's
what I'm
saying.
I agree.
Oh my gosh. If you go to like a regular restaurant, like regular by means of like just like an Americanized sushi restaurant, then the sushi is usually more because it's just like the sashimi is just
a piece of fish.
Yeah.
They just cut up a piece of fish.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But if you're going to like a place that knows what they're doing, the sashimi is
if you're about sushi. And just in Japan, it's not even the fish, it's just the rice. Brian's so mad he wants to talk basketball.
Yeah. I just want
to
ask one more basketball question.
Fish?
No, I haven't. Where's that?
There's one in LA, one in New York, but their rice is like next level.
Dude, it's all in the rice and in the wasabi.
Yeah.
All right, Brian, ask your stupid basketball
question. The last serious basketball question. By any chance, was Spo or any of the coaches told you to pass up on above the break threes because Nikias thinks you could have easily attempted five or six per game?
No, I should. What's his name?
Nikias Duncan at Nikias NBA on Twitter.
At Nikias NBA, I'll tell them that every time I shoot him, it's because of him.
You'll think of him.
Yeah.
You'll think of him.
He's in my thoughts.
Kelly,
shots.
Thank you so much for your time, man. Appreciate it.
Appreciate
Thanks
you guys.
Thanks for tolerating our nonsense.
Take
I'll check
care.
Out those restaurants.
Enjoy.
The best part about that interview is Brian legit just like trying to like mash basketball in. And Kelly's like, you know, Kelly's such a good sport. And Nikias, dude, that was the most... You could tell that that's not a Brian question. You could tell that Brian shoehorned in a Nikias trailer 3 question or whatever the hell he was asking. That was... Dude, I cannot get over how funny that was. Like, that was legit hilarious to me. Like, I'm cracking up. Like, I'm trying to, like, be professional in front of Kelly, and it's just, like, I keep cracking up. Oh, my God. So I guess now, right before we're gonna transition into our next interview, but I do wanna play a promo from our very own Alf 954, Heat Twitter president Alf. His show Light Skinned Opinions is on here on the 5 Reasons Sports Network, and here's a promo from them. That's one of their best promos yet.
This week on the Light Skinned Opinion Podcast.
I'm a little salty. You know what I'm saying? One time for the Hurricanes, but I'm a little salty, though, because I'm a Florida State fan. I can't even argue with you, bro. We do look a little... It looks
garbage.
A little, I think the issue is even more so than just offensive line. When I'm watching Florida State play, I don't see any talent jumping off the screen. I don't see
they
anything.
Got a bunch of, they got a bunch of top five recruiting classes coming in, so I don't want to hear about classes, the cover being bare.
Yeah, recruiting
man.
Classes be
need
like
to stop
that.
Twerking and practice.
Recruiting classes be like that till they get on campus.
Every time I see a practice video from FSU, every time I see an FSU practice video, they dancing.
I see them on Twitter all the time.
But that's the problem. It's a practice video and they're dancing.
Yeah, they're out there twerking.
That's on Instagram.
They're doing the Doodle Brown.
Yeah, okay. And every time if we look hit at somebody. Hurricane, we hit the Hurricanes
put the pants on
Instagram.
Alf cannot go a second of his media life without just slandering someone, this time college kids at FSU. Just like the savage and Alf knows no bounds. So now we're going to shift gears a little bit from players, and we're going to talk to Tom Haberstroh about analytics, Jimmy Butler, you know, the good stuff. This is the basketball stuff, the stuff we like. It was pretty cool. Tom is just kind of hanging out at the desk next to us, and I just go, hey, Tom, he looked like he was busy, and I was like, you want to come on the show for a bit? And he's like, yeah, sure, let's do this. So he sat in with some time with us, and it was a lot of fun to talk to one of the cooler guys in the NBA media. Today is a crazy day, listeners, because Ethan is rushing me in case Goran shows up. But today we welcome Tom Haberstroh. I'm a professional.
It's a good start. No, it's okay. It's okay.
Tom.
No, I checked in a hotel last night, and they spelled my last name wrong twice.
Twice?
Two different ways. They were missing an R in the first rendition, and the second one they added a TH at the end where there's no – it's not Stroth. so, yeah, don't worry about it. It's the story of my life.
Does that happen often?
Yeah.
All the time?
It happened twice last night on the same person misspelled it twice.
The same person?
And they didn't actually get it right, so they're in the doghouse right now.
Okay, they're in the doghouse. Well, Ethan's going to get mad at me if we talk about fun stuff. He needs a mic. So this Heat team, last season, they still did not rank in the upper half of pace, despite Spoelstra having a reputation for liking pace. Do you feel like that's something that could change? I mean, they have a lot of the same personnel, and Dwayne coming back, I imagine, slows things down, so...
Well, to go fast, you kind of need 1 through 5 to be fast. And the idea, the model is, you know, if you want to go small ball and have James Johnson be your 5, I think you can have a really fast pace. But you have to also remember that you have Hassan Whiteside on the team. He's one of the biggest guys in the NBA, period. And he's not necessarily an up-and-down guy who's going to run the break.
Especially not with that big knee brace he's always wearing.
Yeah, yeah. And he's got that 7'7 wingspan that's hard to move.
like lumbering around.
Yeah. But no, it's, you know, I think this team has an identity, not a crisis because that seems a little dire, but just like who they want to be. They have Kelly Olynyk, who's a stretch five, not a defensive
stretch
guy.
Stretch 4 or 5?
In this league, it's all the same.
Kind of fun.
But he's a guy who can play the center and shoot threes. Then you have Hassan Whiteside, who's, you know, a rim runner, who's going to be a post-up guy, and defensively, defensive player of the year candidate if he's focused. And then Bam, he's just kind of this, like, more versatile, just gutted out, high-energy guy that I think you could hand the keys to right away right now. And he's really talented. So in terms of trying to kick up the pace – It's they're kind of stuck a little bit because they have Dwayne and they have Hassan Whiteside, who are great in the half court, and they're at that stage of their careers where they're half court guys.
I guess my thing with them is that the defense has been good. I think they were top 10 in defense efficiency, or were they top whatever? They were in the upper half in defense efficiency, but the offense has always been the problem, and it's like cesarean section offense at times, like especially in the half court. So like, I don't know if pace is going to fix that, or they just don't have the players.
Yeah, I mean, the thing with pace is every NBA team says they want to play with
everybody,
pace.
Everybody, every media day.
I'm based in Charlotte, and that's the thing that they're talking about right now is, hey, we want to kick up the pace from Steve Clifford's, like, grandfather game to, like, now it's James Borrego, 40 years old coach. Like, let's go run. And every coach says the same thing. It's one of the oldest, like,
cliches
myths in the NBA is, like, oh, I feel like it's what you talk about when there's not a whole lot to talk about with this Miami Heat team. It's all the same guys.
So that's
basically
why we opened with pace talk.
What's that?
That's why we opened with pace talk.
Yeah. So, no, it's okay. I realize I'm the stopgap between the actual players.
No,
so.
I mean, you're somebody that we've wanted to talk to for a while, so I'm actually
excited. You wanted to talk to me
about
pace?
We love your work. Like, we're big analytics over here at HeatBeat, so talking to people like you and Zach are like...
I know Chris isn't. Cool. I mean, Chris hates me. Every time I come on his show, it's just like... It's he and Stu Gatz are on. Like, they're the same sensibilities.
This exact same.
Nailed it. Did I nail it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The same, yeah.
Okay.
That is, of course, Chris Whittingham of Five Reason Sports. How are you a fan of these three-guard lineups? Because I'm not.
What don't you like about them?
I don't like how oftentimes, especially the Wayne lineups, get shredded defensively.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Wayne, I feel, kind of makes that possible.
Well, I think he said today that he might play 3, 4, or 5 minutes. So you might be happy.
Wait, what?
He said something to that effect. If he doesn't know what his role is going to be, he threw out those numbers. It's not going to be that.
Okay, it's arbitrary.
But I think I don't think you're going to see like Kobe Bryant, him going out and trying to score 30 every night. I think that they're going to try to get Jay Rich and Tyler Johnson, all those guys, as many minutes as they can. And I think Dwayne Wade is happy with that. I think if he can be put on ice and come in for the fourth quarter and just be the guy again, I think he'd be thrilled. So that is a big thing, is making sure that they can play great defense, versatile defense all the way around.
How do you feel about point Justice Winslow? Because we're obsessed with that here. Like, we're obsessed with Justice doing the point.
I mean, I love all of it because I just like the diversity of skills. You know, when you have a guy who can play the four and the point, you have James Johnson who can do the same exact thing. I think that's really good, really, really important. I think, obviously, you want to have your ball handler be able to shoot, because the number one change in the last 3 years in the NBA is having your point guard have a pull-up three, and you saw with Goran how he uses that in pick and roll play. If you can have your ball handler shoot, and with Justice, like, it's up and down.
It seems like that's not even his biggest problem anymore. Now it seems like his biggest problem is finishing. After I think last year he shot 38%, obviously on a low volume of shots. And it feels like now everybody, specifically Heat fans, are focusing on his finishing.
Yeah, and you just have to be efficient all the way around. So he's Justice. I watched when he was a rookie here, front, up close and center, and he was like a teenager at that point.
He was.
His game has developed a lot since then. So, you know, the Heat are gonna come in here and say, like, we built a lot of our player development staff, and this is what we want, is internal development and growth, and that's what they're gonna have to do, is hope that Justice and the rest of the guys, like, develop their skills.
But are you seeing something in terms of the finishing that he's having an issue with? Because, like, we just say, oh, the finishing's not good, but do you know, like, are you seeing anything specific as to why? Because he gets to the rim with ease. Like,
it seems to be the touch once he actually.
Yeah, it's the
gets
touch.
To the
it's not the strength. He's built like an ox, man. He's strong. He can finish in traffic. I think it's just the touch. And with a guy who's been working so much on his shooting,
kind of warps your skills.
No, I just think, you know, maybe, you know, you just needed a full summer to work on that stuff, and he's been injured. So, you know, I think he'll be fine on that front.
So, speaking of Justice, him, Josh Richardson, Hassan Whiteside, they have not shown up here at media day as of yet. And we just got a report from Barry Jackson reiterating the Heat's trade pursuit of Jimmy Butler. Would that be the best way of clearing up the roster glut and just in general the logjam going on with pretty much the front court and the back court?
Yeah, Jimmy Butler's pretty good.
Yeah,
he's pretty good at basketball.
Okay.
No, the advanced metrics love him. The training staff does not. So he's a guy who, when he's on the floor, he's a badass. Sorry, can I swear on this thing?
Yes.
Sorry.
Oh, please, you can tell whatever you want.
He's a badass on the floor. In every respect of the game, he's going to come at you defensively, and he's going to come at you with the ball. And last year, I think, with Karl-Anthony Towns and Andrew Wiggins, that was a little bit of an adjustment for them. Is like, hey, we're the future of the franchise. Andrew Wiggins got a max contract, and Karl-Anthony Towns, you know, was voted by the GMs as the number one
young
prospect in the game. Big
now,
name.
And now he signed his big extension.
So I think for the Heat, you know, who knows if there's fire where there's smoke in terms of all the reporting. But the thing is that they can't sign him in the offseason. They don't have the cap space. So if you're going to get a guy like Jimmy Butler, you're going to have to trade for him. And the question is, are the pieces that they have here good enough to top all the other offers that potentially could be on the table for him?
Something that I was kind of – I thought about it last night, and I don't know how you feel about a supermax for him, because we've seen how teams that ends up hurting them later, and I'm not really sure that supermaxing him, considering their cap situation, is any way to build a championship contender.
Well – And that's the issue when you sign all these really good players to long, big contracts. You can't go after the big fish in the free agency. So is Jimmy Butler at 30 years old that big fish that's going to lead the next stage, the next phase of this franchise? I mean, that's a tough question for Pat and for the rest of the staff. Making that decision is, you know, projecting him with those miles, the Thibodeau miles that I've written about a bunch of times.
Do you remember that playoff series that I think he played like three straight games without rest?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, he's ridiculous. I mean, he's you tell him, and Spo says this all about Dwayne a lot, is you tell him to sit, you know? You tell him to get out of the game because he's played too many minutes. So he's one of those cats for sure. And, you know, in 1 year, like, is Jimmy Butler as a rental, like, worth giving up all that stuff? Because you don't have the supermax. You can't offer that on the table eventually. There's a handshake deal, obviously. But that's a one I go both ways on, the trading for Jimmy Butler. Of course, if you can get away with getting him without giving up Jason Richardson and
I've done that
Josh
before.
Richardson.
We've all done that.
Yeah, you screwed up my name. Josh Richardson and Winslow and Bam. Like, that would be in a pick. Like, I don't know. Would that pick be in, like, 2034? Like, what?
They have all their picks. Riley's on the pick, so he's ready to go.
Yeah.
So and can they offer the 2019?
Yeah.
Yeah, they can have that.
2023-2025. Yeah. So they
We out here. Good,
yeah. Do you think that he would be better utilized in an offense here by Cole Spoelstra, even though he's not paired with Karl Anthony Towns? Because I feel like Thibodeau was not very creative with his offense. It feels like a lot of times he would go to the same stuff. It was Jimmy Butler doing a lot of, slow the offense down. Karl Anthony Towns wasn't getting a lot of opportunities. How do you think he would fit in an offense here?
Well, the interesting thing is I think Dwayne and Goran have struggled to be on the same page in clutch situations or in crunch time and just like maximizing both of their talents. And I think you would have the same thing with Jimmy Butler. He's like a great ball handler. He shot 38% in clutch situations last year, which is not great, but he was, you know, the high usage guy. He was the guy who was going to soak up all those possessions. But you had Kat and you had Andrew Wiggins there, who, and Jeff Teague, shout out to Wake. Jeff Teague was there too, and he didn't get the ball too much down the stretch. And that is a culture change for young guys too.
Okay, so last year you did the Pepper Challenge. It went viral, went all over the place.
Wait, you're not going to drop a habanero on me, right?
Well, oh, I was going to say
this would be the grossest podcast ever.
We're going to get it from the Papa John's box.
Oh yeah, the pepper. Yeah.
Justice Winslow is known for the sandwich that he likes. So you were here during his rookie year, so you probably heard the story about the sandwich, the peanut butter and jalapeno sandwich that he likes to eat.
No, I don't even know. I don't think I knew that. That one blew past me somehow.
Yeah, so that was a big story in his rookie season here. You should try to get him to get that pepper challenge going.
Yeah, peanut butter and jalapeno. That's interesting.
Is it almond butter? Almond butter is way better.
Here's a little tip for your listeners. A lot of people ask me this. Is like, hey, when you do this, like, do you drink milk or ice cream or what? Actually, scientifically, citric acid is what you want. So you want, like, orange lemon. Juice? Like, when you take a shot of tequila, you take a lime, right?
Okay.
Same thing with jalapenos or habaneros. Apparently, that neutralizes, whatever the chemistry works, it neutralizes the heat. And so after you eat a jalapeno or a habanero, don't go for the peanut butter. Go for the lime. For the lime. Okay, after you take a shot of tequila. Yeah.
I'll let you go. You want to plug anything?
Yeah. Read my stuff at BR. And the podcast that we do is called Back to Back. It's with my friends Amin El Hassan at ESPN. Zach Harper, congratulations on your gig at The Athletic.
Zach's awesome.
Big Waz at The Interrupted and myself. So shout out to the Back to Back podcast at the Count the Dings Network. And I'm also going to be reviewing, speaking of food, the Top Chef show with Kevin Arnovitz at ESPN too.
Look at that.
It's called Pack Your Knives on iTunes.
Oh, you're bringing it back?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Season 16, shout out to Dwayne. season 16 is going to be in Kentucky, where I spent a lot of time because my wife's from there. So I'm very, very well scouted on the food there. Yeah.
So like you're talking about, you're part of the Count the Dings Network, which is a podcast.
I told him I'd let him go.
Oh, it's okay.
You're holding Hassan poor Tom hostage.
Hassan and Jay Rich are in here. It's okay.
Okay.
You're
part of the Count the Dings Network. It's a podcast network. We got picked up by Five Reason Sports, another podcast network. And
we suckered them into picking us up.
Yeah. We're not supposed to be here.
I'm blackmailing Ethan.
Anyways, what do you think is something about that concept that works, that stands out from the traditional media outlets?
We felt we got a connection with our fans at ESPN, and we decided to spin off and try it on our own and go independent. And we maintain that audience and develop that kind of interaction with the engagement. Yo, get out of here, man.
Eric Spoelstra crashing our interview.
I didn't do that to you. What? I didn't even ask Spo a question.
Spo just
hijacks
came and just totally tried to knock Tom Haberstroh out of his chair.
That was literally his first question.
Coach, you're going to hurt him. I need him.
Yeah.
Pace and space.
Shoot threes.
There you go. Lots of threes. Green light.
Yeah. So, we love our fans. We went on Patreon last year, and we didn't know what we would find there, and it was awesome. We have chat rooms with our fans, and it's like, it's just a real community. So we love it. We're going to be doing a live show. It's already sold out, but in New York City, at Brooklyn, October 5th.
Didn't you do one at Summer League too?
We did one at Summer League. We did one at the finals, and that's like the most fun thing ever.
That looks awesome.
So, thank you, Alex, for showing up.
Thanks.
And thanks for plugging.
It was a good time.
New York, October 5th is going to be a good time.
And that was Tom Haberstroh. Super fun. I actually forgot now when I put the clip in and I was listening back. I forgot that Eric Spoelstra crashed the interview. So obviously this is not a visual medium. So what happened was Spo's walking, kind of like the way we had it set up. We had our table, and then I'm sitting. The table's close to like a curtain, right? So if the curtain's on the backside, and then behind the table that we're sitting is the entire like media room, right? So then we're pretty much at the end, and there's like a little like kind of like pathway where people can walk back and forth from the photo section to like the outside area, whatever. And Eric Spoelstra is walking through there, and Tom is talking to us, and he just kind of grabs the chair and starts shaking him like playfully. And then we're teasing, and then Spoelstra just yells like he shouts like. Once he walked away, he just starts shouting like pace, pace, and then that's why Tom was like, that was literally their first question. So my interaction with Spoelstra for the day was me yelling across the room, "You're gonna hurt him, coach," and then saying, "Yes, pace and space, lots of threes are good." It's just honestly like a really randomly delightful moment in my life that I'm just yelling at across media room to Eric Spoelstra, just yelling pace and lots of threes, yes, yes. So that was like, that was indeed hilarious. The next thing before we introduce our next clip, because we have corporate responsibility out here on the Five Reason Sports Network, we're doing a watch party at Texas Roadhouse, September 30th. We're watching a Dolphins game. Come out, meet the show. I'll be out there. Alf's going to be out there. Alex is always out there. Ethan's out there. Whittingham. We're going to see who on the show we're going to promote. We'll tweet about it. We'll see who on Heat Beat can make it out. Christian Hernandez has made it out to the last couple ones. So we'll let you know exactly who will be out there from our show. But I know that for sure I'll be there, and Alf will be there, and Alex will be there. And Ethan's going to be there. So check that out, September 30th. It's going to be lots of fun. I do want to plug our boys at Smart Your Territory. Because they honestly do an awesome show. Mr. Bill and Josh Appel, friends of ours. Mr. Bill, big-time supporter of Heat Beat since way back. So, like, honestly, shout-out to Bill. Bill's awesome. And, I'm not a wrestling guy, but I've heard a bit of the show. Because I got to support Bill, dude. I got to support the people that have supported me. And Josh is my guy because Josh calls NWSL games, which is a domestic women's soccer league. And if you know me, I love my soccer, especially women's soccer, because those are my girls. We're out here. So Josh is awesome. Mr. Bill's awesome. And here's a bit of what they do at Smart Your Territory.
Hey, I'm Josh Appel.
And I'm Billy O'Rourke.
And we are the hosts of Five Reasons Sports Network's pro wrestling podcast, Smart Your Territory, where we bring you the hard-hitting wrestling.
We don't want it. It's not too hard-hitting because you don't want to hurt the other guy. It's more of a dance we're trying to do here. We're trying to keep it.
Protect the other guy.
Yeah, you want to protect the other guy.
Okay, so maybe we'll go more in-depth.
Yeah, that's good. That's better.
Smart Your Territory, Five Reasons Sports Network's pro wrestling podcast with the most in-depth wrestling talk you'll find.
So check out our peeps over there. So we have two interviews left for the day. The first of which is going to be one Rodney Magruder. And Rodney was the second interview of the day. I think Bam was the first. And Rodney honestly was such a delight to interview. I was kind of worried because I've heard that he's kind of shy and he's not the best talker. But honestly, that all got totally dispelled. Super fun. I told him about Heat Twitter. So that was a really cool interview, and I really hope you enjoy this. We're now joined by Mr. Rodney Magruder of the Miami Heat. Mr. Magruder, sure. Rodney. Chilling, how are you?
I'm good, how you doing?
Good, long day. You see how cold it is here?
Yeah, it is. It's like this vent is blowing right down. What?
Can you find Tim? Like, what kind of conditions do they have us working in? Because, this is, you know, I'm a podcaster of stature. And stature, I mean, I ride coattails to the top, and it's really cold. So.
Is this cold when you guys practice?
It's like a doctor's office right
Thank
here.
You. Yes. Like, I'm out here, like, freezing, like, trying to do an interview with you. Okay, so I'm going to get into basketball real quick, because they've been yelling at me because I haven't talked a lot of basketball with the players, but we'll get into fun stuff later.
Okay.
Hassan mentioned that the defense has changed, but he says that nobody will tell him what it is. Do you have any idea what it is?
I have no idea.
You guys were good.
He's been telling me that same thing, too. He was excited about it, you know, the other day. He was telling me, like, man, they said the defense changed, but I don't know what changes we made. You know what I mean? So I don't,
it wasn't broken. I don't know what would...
Nah, it's not going to be nothing too crazy, I would say. We just have to sit back and see. We'll see tomorrow.
Probably more
would
switching.
Would you prefer a switch-heavy defense?
I think Rodney would.
Switch-heavy defense, you don't want to do that. I think...
A lot of work.
It's kind of lazy, though. You know, like after the season goes on a little bit, guys like, switch. I call switch. You didn't switch. Like, you know what I mean? You don't want to get into that. Like, one thing we do is we compete. So, you know what I mean? We don't want to become lazy.
Of course, yeah. So, last preseason, you know, before your injury, you were killing it, especially with the corner three.
Right.
Is that something that we're going to see more this season? Because threes are good?
Threes are good. But
threes are worth more than twos.
Right, that's the truth. But,
it's math.
Right, but been working with, I worked out with pretty much every coach this offseason. So, you know, I just look forward to, you know, just the work that, you know, that I put in, you know, just showcase it, I would say.
Are you familiar with the movement on Twitter called #FreeRodney? And it's Heat Twitter really wanting you to play more. Like, especially in the playoffs last season. Because, I think a lot of people really appreciate your defensive versatility and your shooting. I think your shooting has been super consistent. Like, I wondered, like, are you aware of this?
I had no.
Oh, no, yeah.
It was huge during the Philly series.
Wow. We banged the drum hard for Rodney. Yeah.
Wow, I didn't even
#FreeRodney. The #FreeRodney movement is real.
Man, I like you guys.
No, we're about that, dude.
I appreciate that, though.
We need more. No, yeah. I know. We're big on you and Justice and Jay Rich.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I want to now fun stuff and get basketball stuff out of the way. Right. What's on the Netflix for Rodney?
Netflix?
What's on the Netflix?
You know, I haven't watched Netflix in a while, but I like Stranger Things.
Okay.
Stranger Things was a great show on Netflix that I liked. And another show that I liked. Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad's cool.
We have the same sensibilities.
Yeah.
I've never seen Stranger Things.
Those are literally my two on my watch list.
What is Stranger Things about? I've never seen Stranger Things, but I know people like Stranger Things.
Like a sci-fi type.
Okay.
Like, but it's pretty good.
It's E.T., but without the aliens.
Right.
Instead of, they have these things.
Wait, how do you have E.T. without the aliens? That just sounds like, that's not E.T.
You have little kids,
right?
Yeah,
little kids.
And they go around trying to chase a monster.
So we have little kids chasing monsters.
Well, there's a cop. There's a cop in the show, too.
Yeah.
He's not that good at his job, but he's very fun to watch.
He is. You have to watch the show.
I gotta watch
it. You appreciate
it. Rodney McGruder told me to watch Stranger Things. I will get. Is it on Netflix?
Yes, on Netflix.
Okay, how many seasons?
Two seasons.
How long? Look, so I'm used to watching anime, which is like 20 minutes an episode. So like these longer form things, like I'm not used to. Like
it is a long. I think it's about 50 minutes or something like that. I would say.
About 45. Without commercials. Though,
yeah, without commercials.
Okay, cool. Okay, so I'll get into that.
You should.
All right, before we interrupt you. When he mentioned anime, what was your first thought?
Rodney had a face, dude. Rodney's not about to judge me on my show.
Rodney
and I are cool. He's
We're cool, man. I respect.
Thank you,
all your decisions.
Rodney's out here respecting me
and
my
sure.
poor life decisions.
I wouldn't consider him poor, man.
They're poor. You can say it. We can all say it. Ethan, that's my boss. He's ashamed of me. Yeah, Ethan's so ashamed. Whittingham, producer, everybody's ashamed. Everyone's super ashamed. So we've been bugging all the players that we had. We talked to Bam. We talked to we talked to Tyler about video games.
Right.
You indulging with your teammates in?
You know what? Video game. I play video games every once in a while. But one video game I always loved since I was a kid was Madden.
Okay.
That's always been like
you're the first one to say Madden. Everyone said 2K and FIFA.
Like Madden is always like, you know, as I got older, I started to play 2K. You know, when I was younger, I used to be an NBA Live. NBA Live was the video game, but then as I got older, like 2K took over for
mid 2000s.
I feel like they took over. Like,
yeah,
but I'm a Madden guy. Really like Madden.
What's your team?
The Steelers.
Your Steelers?
Yeah.
How you feel about this season?
We need to get Le'Veon out there.
I think so too.
We do, but you know he's doing what he feel like is best for him. So just gotta respect that. But I feel like it's gonna be a good game tonight. I would say.
Are you the kind
Tampa
of
Tampa Bay is hot, so.
Dude, Tampa, the Fitzmagic? Are you a believer in the Fitzmagic?
Yeah, man, he's been nice. But you know who I am a believer in? kid from Kansas City, Patrick
Mahomes. Oh, Mahomes? Oh,
he's very good.
Mahomes is great.
He's nice.
He's awesome.
Nice.
He's nice.
And he asked you about Sioux Falls. So one of the people that currently follows us on Twitter, he's asking, where did you guys celebrate the night you guys won your Sioux Falls championship?
Oh, man. We... The night.
Whoa! Whittingham from the top rope.
The night we won our Sioux Falls championship. We just all hung out at another teammate's house.
Dan Craig's house.
We should have went over Dan Craig's house.
Dan Craig's house.
Right, one of our other teammates' house, and just enjoyed each other's.
And then the last question is: Josh McGetty as annoying to play against in the finals as he was to watch?
Oh man, he made some. You know, I seen him a couple times in the NBA. I tell people we're on the bench, like, man, he's not bad. He can make plays.
He's understanding.
He can make plays, though, for sure.
My friend, thank you so much for making the time. Yes, you got lots to do.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You for program.
Oh, we're talking about
Briante. Yeah, so we have so much. We could talk to you guys for hours, but
everyone else is on the team now, right?
Yeah, right. Briante,
Stokes.
Stokes.
Yeah. He Twitter's obsessed
with
Sioux Falls. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rodney.
Thanks for having me.
Take care, man. It's still kind of surreal to me that, like, Rodney and I are just talking and dapping it up in the middle of an interview. Like, that's, like, talking about Heat Twitter and talking about just nonsense. Like, that's, I don't know, dude. Like, to me, that is super fun and that's insane. And honestly, the whole day was just, like, it was surreal top to bottom. Like, shout out to Ethan. Shout out to the Heat. Shout out to everyone who made it happy. Shout out to the team, dude, because... You know, I know that Brian really was aggressive with the guest booking. I mean, Brian had no shame, dude. Brian had, like, legit zero shame. He was going up to every single person and is like, hey, can we have so-and-so? Hey, can we have so-and-so? And I'm like, bro, Brian, we're not really supposed to be here, dude. Like, we're not, you know, like, we don't, I don't know. I don't feel like we, like, belong. Like, you know, Anthony Chang's ex was, like, doing journalism and Barry Jackson is, like, you know, there's a media scrum and Barry's, like, rushing over to, like, ask about, you know, Hassan, like, questions and stuff like that. So, like, you know, everyone's there really, like, you're doing, like, their job very professional and everything. And it's just, you know, we're just doing our show. Like, we're doing our, like, nonsense in the middle of media day. And it's just really cool that the Heat were okay with that and that Ethan provides us the space. So, like, I sing his praises a bunch, but, like, I'm incredibly thankful to him and our team. Kate held it down on the IG. Follow us at MIA Heat Beat on Instagram. And if you don't follow us on Twitter, I don't know what you're doing, but at MIA Heat Beat on Twitter. If you don't even have a Twitter, sign up and then follow us and just, like, hit us up and we'll follow you back. We'll become friends. You know, we'll bring you in this Twitter community because it's a lot of fun out there and, you know, you can get lots of cool updates and everything. And also, you know, remember to subscribe to the 5 Reasons Patron on Podbean. So if you don't really know what that is, it's kind of, I think it's $3 and you get all sorts of bonus content. So you get, like, for example, from Heat Beat, you'll get pre and post shows. I know Ethan did a Patron podcast today with Leif and Nikias as we speak. He's recording that and Nikias is giving really good info on, you know, player by player, like, analysis and stuff like that. So if that's what you're into, there's also, like, exclusive pod series on the Patreon page. So I do Phantom Let, which is a tennis podcast on the Patreon. Ethan won't let it see, like, the light of non-paywall day. But there's lots of cool stuff there. So you can support us there. You can support us just by following on Twitter, following on Instagram, following our personal accounts. You can follow me at GNabas103. And then the rest of our co-hosts. The last interview of the day is the big one. It is Tyler Johnson. Now, I need to set up how this happened. So Ethan made it clear. He's like, you're not getting Tyler. Like, we're not letting Tyler near you. And I'm like, oh, come on, Ethan. You're being no fun. Like, blah, you know, whatever. And Brian, like, just went to go get Tyler. And then he goes, Ethan, we're getting Tyler. And Ethan's like, okay. And then I'm like, wait, what? And then they'll be like, he'll be here in 1 minute. And I was like, wait, what? And I go to Chris. I was like, hey, Chris, can I do this during the interview? And Chris's like, I wouldn't. And I was like, I'm going to try anyway. And he's like, okay. And then Tyler sits down. And then this is just it. Like, I had no time to prepare. I didn't even know what I was allowed to say. I was like, can I get in trouble? Can I not? And I was like, ah, fuck it. Who cares? So... It was a lot of fun. Tyler's a good guy. Tyler's a good sport. So this is the big interview for Miami Heat Beat. This is Tyler Johnson. And we're bringing in Tyler Johnson.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Johnson, how are you, sir?
Good. How you doing? Thank you for having me.
Good. Enjoying media day? Probably not, right?
So far, yeah, I am enjoying media day. I haven't hit that spell yet where I got tired. So we're doing good.
At
so
what point?
First day of school.
Yeah. You're gonna hit it like around lunchtime. Yeah, you're gonna get it.
At that point, you just want to go home. You're done.
after lunch, everybody wants to go home.
But then it's training camp, and like I don't think training camp's very fun.
But it's enjoyable to be able to play basketball again. I guess that's how you look at it.
The workhorses. I know.
Yeah, I mean it's gonna be tough. It's a tough practices, but you get to play basketball. I think you can get over it.
Did you do a lot in the off season, or did you get to meet the ball, or what?
Did I do what?
Did you get to play in the off season, or?
Yeah. We actually played a lot of pickup, which was which is enjoyable because that's the best way to get.
Were you there with the Kyrie and the James Harden in the arena? Were you playing with them?
Yeah, we were in there.
Can they guard you?
No, we were the ones getting dubs. I know they're going to show highlights of.
That's what
of
I'm asking.
Superstars, but we was getting dubs for sure.
Because like I know how that is. Like I know that when you're out there playing with people that have you know maybe higher status, you know they don't put the clips of you doing well.
Oh yeah, that's all good though. I love being underrated. It's beautiful.
So you guys did get the dubs. You're confirming that?
Yes, that's.
You were confirming that. Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Important information.
What was the team you were rolling with?
Who do we have? We had me, Wayne, Bam,
Kelly,
and Rod.
Confirmed.
Right. Solid team. Right?
Confirmed. I like that. Squad. I feel like that lineup has plus net rating.
Oh, for
sure. On NBA,
sure.
On NBA
it's
stats.
It's got to be. You can run that through 2K simulation.
Let's go, dude.
Definitely have a positive rating.
Do you Speaking play? Of 2K, do you play? We were just talking about it with Bam.
Once I got to the league, I stopped playing. I used to be very faithful in playing 2K, and then when I got to the league, you know, you see somebody who's not supposed to be making like a turnaround jumper, like you know.
That's unrealistic.
Like, it's frustrating. So I stopped playing. I'm big in FIFA though.
That guy can't finish with his left. I know.
Yeah,
I'm
big, but I'm big in FIFA though.
Can you be Jay Rich?
Yeah, I can be Jay. But Jay Rich is a sucker.
Bam's talking about how good Jay Rich is.
I know everybody's gonna talk about how good Jay Rich is good though. He's good at FIFA, but I'll beat him.
You beat him?
I'll beat him. Yeah.
Okay, either of you better than Ocho Cinco?
I don't know. See, it's hard to tell because people's styles match up so differently in FIFA. But
you're talking about it like it's basketball, but, it's not in FIFA.
Yeah, that's how you know I'm an avid FIFA player. But it's I don't know. I gotta test it out. So, I gotta see what Ocho Cinco's about.
So you've been in Miami a bit. I would like to know your favorite Miami establishments. So I grew up here, born and raised. I'm a big Miami guy. So like, where does Tyler like to hang out? Where does Tyler like to eat? Have coffee? The people need to know.
Let's see. The restaurant. There's one restaurant that I go to. Actually, two restaurants I go to faithfully. Have you been to Zuma?
I have. Zuma's awesome. Zuma. Right there by the river?
Right, yeah.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
Zuma's
that's
probably one of my favorite spots. And Il Gabbiano.
Il Gabbiano, yeah.
Those are like probably
That's Pat's spot, dude. Pat loves Il Gabbiano.
Yeah, those are probably like my favorite two places to eat. Well, I won't say favorite, but those are the two I eat the
so
most faithfully.
So if Tyler's having someone come in and Tyler has to impress them, like they're coming in and they're like, Tyler, I'm coming into town. You're an old friend from Grace.
We're going one of those two places.
We're
going one of those two places. But my other favorite, have you been to Guadalajara?
I have not. Where's that?
It's like off of like 130th or 132nd or
okay.
something.
Like north?
South,
okay.
South, yeah. Right off the one. Pretty good Mexican food.
Okay. Okay, because I've been wanting to try Mexican food. I was telling Alex the other day, like, it's hard in Miami to get authentic.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm from Cali, though.
So I know, yeah. So you would know.
Jaded.
You would know.
But, yeah, it's not bad.
Okay. And what about, like, if Tyler's going to go get a coffee, like, what's Tyler's go-to coffee?
You know, at first, I didn't even really drink coffee till I got here, and it was.
Did the league break you down?
Well, my girl, yeah, the way it did.
The league broke you down to be a coffee drinker.
Cortadito.
Okay, Cortadito.
So my girl actually is the one who put me on that, and then, I also just drink black coffee.
Black coffee.
Black coffee, just straight up.
That's such like God.
Nothing in it.
I can't. Can you? I mean, you're Cuban. Can you drink?
Look, I'm Cuban, but I'm not a coffee
that
guy.
That Cuban coffee is like gasoline.
It's too much. It's too much.
That's a quote from Media Day. That Cuban coffee is like gasoline. I'm not.
That thing gonna fire you up, though.
I'm Italian, so like I like a nice espresso, like a latte. Like I'm not big into, as Tyler said, gasoline coffee.
Are you a big fan of Polish Tropical or Publix? Two other Florida
institutions? Yeah, I mean, I used to live right here downtown. So that the Pollo Tropical, yeah, obviously I've eaten there a couple times.
What's Tyler's go-to pollo meal?
What, from Pollo Tropical?
Yeah, from Pollo.
I just get the bowl, the chicken bowl.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah,
quality.
Can't go wrong.
Just
real simple.
I'm a quarter chicken, white meat, brown rice, beans kind of guy, but, you know, it's a good thing about pollo. It's all good.
It's all pretty good, yeah.
It's all good about pollo.
Nah.
Tyler, dude, thanks so much for the time, man. I really appreciate it.
Sure.
Good luck in the season, and thanks for all the time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.